piece of justice. I'm Lisa Brady, Fox News. That's how an attorney who's represented George Floyd's family describes today's sentencing of one of the officers involved in Floyd's death.
Former Minneapolis police officer J. Alexander King, who knelt on George Floyd's back during the fatal May 2020 restraint, sentenced to 3.5 years in prison. He appeared in court remotely, currently serving a 3-year federal sentence in Ohio after he and fellow former officers Tutau and Thomas Lane were convicted of depriving Floyd of his civil rights. King's state and federal charges will be served at the same time.
Fox's Kristen Goodwin. King pleaded guilty in October to aiding and abetting second-degree manslaughter. The state case against Tao is the only one still pending. A notorious drug cartel leader known as La Barbie is no longer listed at a prison in Florida.
He got his nickname, this notorious Mexican-American drug lord, from his resemblance, they thought, to the Barbie doll, his fair complexion and his blue-green eyes. He's definitely been removed from the Bureau of Prisons website. That does not mean, though, that he's out of U.S. custody. Of course, the Barbie was captured by Mexican police in 2010, a notorious drug lord who not only tortured his enemies, but decapitated them and filmed it, really setting a precedent for other drug lords to follow.
Fox's Steve Harrigan reporting there's widespread speculation he may be preparing to testify against other drug lords or Mexican officials. The White House calls it the beginning of a break in inflation on a mixed day for the economy overall.
The bad news here is that the producer price index, which came down slightly, was hotter than expectations. The good news is that the consumer sentiment number came in above expectations.
Fox Business's Edward Lawrence at the White House. That mixed up Wall Street. And now a late sell-off. The Dow down 305 points at the bell. America is listening to Fox News.
Okay, quick math. The less your business spends on operations, on multiple systems, on delivering your product or service, the more margin you have and the more money you keep. Obvious. But with higher expenses on materials, employees, distribution, and borrowing, everything costs more. So to reduce costs and headaches, smart businesses are graduating to NetSuite by Oracle. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial management, inventory, HR into one platform and one source of truth. With NetSuite, you reduce IT costs because NetSuite lives in the cloud with no hardware required, accessed from anywhere. You cut the cost of maintaining multiple systems because you've got one unified business management suite, and you're improving efficiency by bringing all of your major business processes into one platform, slashing manual tasks and errors. Over 37,000 companies have already made the move, so do the math. See how you'll profit with NetSuite. Backed by popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. Head to netsuite.com/fox. netsuite.com/fox.
An Arizona senator is not facing criticism from the president for leaving the Democratic Party.
Senator Kyrsten Sinema's decision to change her party affiliation from Democrat to Independent is not expected to shake up Senate control, White House Press Secretary Karine Jean-Pierre told reporters.
Because she has voted with the president 93% of the time, because she has worked with us on key priorities of this administration. When you think about his economic policy.
Sinema says she is not going to caucus with Republicans and Democrats. Majority Leader Chuck Schumer says Sinema will keep committee positions and Democrats will maintain an outright majority.
Fox's Jared Halpern at the White House. Two other independent senators caucus with Democrats, Bernie Sanders and Angus King. The U.N. Security Council does something the U.S. is calling historic, overwhelmingly approving a resolution that's aimed at separating humanitarian aid from sanctions. It's an exemption the U.S. says will save lives and address longstanding problems of sanctions impeding aid deliveries. Two major airlines are expanding their partnership despite objections from the government.
American Airlines and JetBlue Airways are still joining forces in the Northeast, even as a federal judge considers the government's attempt to kill the carrier's deal, contending that it will reduce competition and lead to higher fares. Among its plans, which depend on winning the lawsuit, American will add 6 new routes from New York City while dropping one, and JetBlue will start several new routes from New York, and Boston. The Justice Department, along with six states and the District of Columbia, are suing to kill the partnership, which lets American and JetBlue work together on setting schedules and sharing revenue on flights in New York and Boston.
Fox's Hillary Barsky recapping that late sell-off on Wall Street. The Dow drops 305, the S&P down 29, the NASDAQ down 77, after they had turned higher during the session. And Lisa Brady, Fox News.
Okay, quick math. The less your business spends on operations, on multiple systems, on delivering your product or service, the more margin you have and the more money you keep. Obvious. But with higher expenses on materials, employees, distribution, and borrowing, everything costs more. So to reduce costs and headaches, smart businesses are graduating to NetSuite by Oracle. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial management, inventory, HR into one platform and one source of truth. With NetSuite, you reduce IT costs because NetSuite lives in the cloud with no hardware required, accessed from anywhere. You cut the cost of maintaining multiple systems because you've got one unified business management suite, and you're improving efficiency by bringing all of your major business processes into one platform, slashing manual tasks and errors. Over 37,000 companies have already made the move, so do the math. See how you'll profit with NetSuite. Backed by popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. Head to netsuite.com/fox. NetSuite.com/fox.